the cross in towards Alfonso Davies. Canada's history-making moment delivered by their biggest superstar. A goal the country has been dreaming about for decades finally arrives.
You're listening to the Northern Football Podcast with Ben Steiner, Peter Galindo, and Alexander Gonge-Ružić.
It's been a while, but welcome back into the Northern Football Podcast for episode 151 of NFP, and it's a big one. Peter is here, but Peter's not going to be here for very much longer. Alex is here as well. Ben Steiner, of course, your host of NFP. But Peter, we'll let you share the news and why it's taken a little bit of a while for us to get back to podcasting.
Yes, that is my fault. So I apologize to people for really the, I guess, in general, inconsistent scheduling for the last probably couple months, I'd say going back to November, because I was kind of undergoing a bit of a career transition or a potential career transition. And the transition has finally been complete because a couple weeks ago, I accepted an offer to join Toronto FC as a performance analyst. And I've officially started this month. So I'm going to pursue that. I'm stepping back from journalism, stepping back from the podcast. As I say this, it's actually quite wild to process because I've known that I've been doing this for a while, like leaving journalism. And yet, even as I say this now, it's kind of weird to hear it come out of my mouth. But fear not, because while I step away and, kind of do my thing, you guys have a lot of exciting things coming. One of which, you know, I was kind of there to sort of initiate and sort of see it off before I go. So really it's kind of been a win-win for the last couple of weeks, because while it is a sad day to be leaving the podcast, something I've been a part of for the last 3 years, knowing that it's going to be in good hands going forward is really comforting to know, especially as I step away and sort of see off into the sunset.
Certainly exciting to have you joining TFC, even though, you know, the three of us from Vancouver have been accused of being a little bit Vancouver homer over the last little while. Alex,
not anymore.
Both of us will have to be supporting TFC here and there now.
Yeah, so we're gonna miss having you on this side of the mic for sure, and certainly the Canadian national team games won't be the same. Certainly even, you know, just the regular CPL and MLS chat, but it'll be super exciting to see and follow along. We're going to be keeping a close eye on TFC now. We're going to try to look for any tactical shifts, if Victor Latoury gets signed, or if there's all of a sudden number six is get a ball progressing number six, wide overloads, all that. We'll be keeping an extra close eye, but no, for sure, just from the podcast perspective, obviously would have liked to, you know, just update you guys sooner on all this, but obviously, you know, just, you know, for personal reasons, had to, you know, let Peter get this over the line. Didn't want to get in the way of such an exciting opportunity. And then for us personally, of course, you know, one guy like Peter leaves, very, very big hole to fill, one that we probably will never properly fill, but certainly we will try, and we want to continue this podcast. And we have been working on making sure that it continues going forward in a three person format. So none of that will change. It's just making sure, okay, how do we go about this the right way? Because obviously, as you guys understand, it is a tough process to undergo, especially with how important Peter is to this show. I mean, he's been there since day one. Of course, I got to join partway through the ride, Ben, as well. And we've been, you know, blessed to do so. And we have no intention in stopping. And it's been great to, you know, have Peter's full support and all this while he himself goes and takes what is such a super exciting opportunity.
And I mean, a lot of it, what makes the show as it is not just the three of us and Thomas Neff at one point as well, but you, the listener, have been critically important to having this continue. And we've got some exciting news coming up. We've got another person coming in for Peter and some potential other moves with the podcast that should be exciting from both the listener and our perspective as well, that we're looking forward to. And we hope that you stick with us, even if Peter's not here. But Peter and Alex so often have had the same input on their soccer knowledge tactically and outside of tactics as well, that it shouldn't be too much of a loss to the podcast, even though Peter is definitely a valued member and driver of this show. That's, I guess, really all we've got, but Just a bit of an update, but I guess the influence of Carl Robinson is already making his way on Toronto FC. And I hope that Peter's feeling pretty avid about that soccer coming its way.
Wow, what a pull that is.
If nobody got that, Davey Flores, former Vancouver Whitecap under the Carl Robinson days, making his way to Toronto FC officially. One of the, I guess, first official signings since you've been with the club. But we don't have to go into any details of whether you're involved in signings or really. But maybe just briefly explain what your role is with TFC. What is a performance analyst and what do they do?
Yeah, it varies from club to club, really. But basically what performance analysts do is, I mean, it's in the title, of course, in terms of analyzing performances, but you're just there to support the coaching staff in a lot of ways with video work, data work. During games, you're clipping stuff, you're in the sort of tactical booth, as it were, and capturing whatever needs to be captured, and same with training. So it's sort of a jack of all trades position, which is exciting. It's a lot of long days. You know, you're looking at, you know, very early mornings, and you know, you're leaving fairly late at night. But it's definitely worth it because you're working in a sport that you so dearly love. So it's really water off a duck's back, and it's something that I'm very excited to pursue, especially considering I've worked with a lot of the staff before in the MNT setup. And it's a group as well that has a lot to prove this year. And a lot of people are going to be watching us closely, I'm sure. And we're all very excited to get the season underway and see what happens.
That's really all we've got for you on this episode of Northern Football. We'll be back with a bit of a revamp Northern Football shortly once we get a few things sorted out on our end. But Peter, just any sort of last words on the podcast after all these episodes?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to sort of describe, you know, just sort of how I feel in terms of, you know, my heartfelt thank you, first of all, to everybody out there who engaged with my work and listened to the podcast over the years, sent in questions. Can't believe that, you know, the podcast grew as much as it did and my career kind of panned out the way it did. Cause look, I wouldn't be here without my journalism career. So for that, I'm internally grateful to everybody out there who respected my work enough to engage with it and trust me as a source for analysis or at sometimes news. And hopefully everybody keeps tuning in to the podcast and to both of these fine guys' work. Because, you know, while I am stepping back, there's still a lot of quality journalists, especially quality young journalists out there doing really good work who deserve your attention. So these are two of the many that are coming through, but probably two of the premier ones, that's for sure.
So we'll miss you, Peter, that's for sure. So yeah, it's nice to have you on for one last time. And certainly hope the listeners cherish it as much as Ben and I are. But yeah, for all of those, we've seen your questions. It's been hard not to answer. Where is NFP? My finger is itchy on the trigger, putting out a tweet, but just had to wait for the right moment. But don't worry, we've seen all the, you know, Dejan Buchanan, Inter Milan, Ike Ugbo to Sheffield Wednesday, Shalina Zdorsky to West Ham. Like we're around. I went on holiday for a bit. I know Ben was back home for a bit, as he still is. But we're definitely so excited to keep diving into that. So we haven't forgotten. We haven't fallen off the face of the earth. But excited for this next chapter. So I would say bring it on. Hopefully we don't make you guys wait too much longer, because I know myself, I've been itchy to get back into recording. But all does, you know, the due process is doing its due process, and can't wait for everything to be finalized so we can get back to doing what we like to do.